Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Abby, why do we need to check in with Samantha here this morning to make sure that she's not in some dude's trunk still?
Yeah, we have to make sure she's alive because she called us up for a texting tutor because at her apartment complex, she said when she went to her car, she noticed a note on it. And it was basically somebody saying, hey, I saw you. I'm interested in you. Would love to get to know you. So we texted this person basically to, you know, see who they were and if they were stalking her or not. And it turns out it's a surgeon who wants to take her out on a date. And it took a little bit of convincing to get him to reveal his identity because we asked him to send a photo and he had sent like a photo, a selfie of him with a surgical mask. And we also needed to make sure it was intended for her because she was also parked next to a car that looked very similarly to hers. So they've gone out and we need to make sure that he's not a serial killer because I've been watching too many crime docs and I'm convinced that maybe this is her stalker.
Didn't he send a link to his LinkedIn also? So like he's a legitimate dude.
I don't think he sent the LinkedIn. No, because I was asking, it's like he needs to send the LinkedIn to prove he's a real human.
And he never did.
No, he told us his name. He sent a photo and she looked him up on the hospital's website and he was there. Okay. So she found him. He's legit. He was on the hospital's website. But as far as him sending a link, he did not.
Question one, Samantha, are you still breathing?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Signs of life.
Alive.
What a relief. All right. So did you guys go out this weekend?
We did. Yeah. But it was interesting. If you want to hear.
We do?
Yeah. And we got nothing else to do.
Yeah, please.
So, right. Well, okay. So you remember the whole story. You remember like the windshield on the note and everything. And the car was identical. So, okay. I walk in. We finally have coffee and all that stuff. And as I walk in, I see him. And his face goes completely pale. And it turns out I was not the target. I was not the right person.
Oh, no.
No way.
This is what we were afraid of.
Hey, this is karma bringing you guys. This is the universe bringing you guys together.
God. I give him credit. You know, he did the right thing. He was trying to put it on the right car, but he didn't. He missed it. It was the wrong car. It was the one that looked just like mine, the identical one, right? Oh, God. But, okay. So instead of, you know, he just felt awful. He was obviously, clearly, like, surprised. And so instead of, like, you know, making it weird or whatever, he invited me to sit down and have coffee with him.
Hold on a sec. So he tells you up front, like, you're not the girl?
Well, it was very clear and obvious by his face.
Okay.
You know? Oh, no.
He didn't need to say it. We sort of kind of knew. And it was, like, this long pause. So he's just like, well, just do you still want to have coffee? And so, come on, that means he obviously did the wrong thing.
He's like, you were not the woman I was intending on murdering.
Well, since we're here.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was awkward, you know, whatever. So we were talking, and it was surprisingly nice, except for one moment. We were talking about movies. And I told him, you know, my favorite is The Princess Bride. And he said, oh, I've only seen the remake. And correct me if I'm wrong, there is no remake of The Princess Bride.
Yeah, there isn't. So you think he was just trying to be, like, amenable?
Uh-huh.
And just agree with everything you're saying and just try to be... Or maybe he just got confused.
Yeah, maybe got confused.
Maybe he thought you were talking about The Princess Diaries. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he was just trying to move it along and, you know, make conversation. I don't think he really was. I don't know. So here it gets even stranger because, like, he texted me after the date asking if I wanted to go out again.
Oh.
But I know. But now I'm torn because, like, I feel like I'm this total consolation prize. Like, I'm the runner-up. Is he actually into me or... I think he's trying to be polite because I showed up and didn't catfish him. Do I go out with him again? I don't know what to do.
I think you might be in your head about this thing here. So, A, the movie thing, we can discredit that pretty immediately. Mm-hmm. And if he hits you a second time and asks you out, then yeah, he's into you. And as far as being a consolation prize, I mean, I joked about it, but hey, you know what? Stranger things have happened. Mm-hmm. So it was supposed to be intended for somebody else, but it wasn't. You show up. You guys got this chemistry. Who cares?
Yeah, I wouldn't look at it like being a consolation prize. It wasn't as if he had two of you and chose the other. He just wasn't. He was just confused. But I do agree with Bert that the universe could have put this together exactly for this reason. And if he ended up liking you, does it really matter?
Abby, you going on a second date?
No, I'm not going out with this man again.
What?
Hell no. If I show up to a date and your first reaction is to look like you've just seen a ghost, yeah, you're not the one for me. Like, even if I'm not the person you're expecting, I want you to be pleasantly surprised instead of being like, oh God, who's that? So for me, I wouldn't be able to get past that. I wouldn't want that to be our story because maybe, in my mind, I'm almost thinking, do you just want to see me again because maybe you're a little lonely because you're a surgeon and maybe you just want to get some.
You're interpreting his surprise as, oh God.
Right.
But it might have just been, oh no, this is total confusion.
No, because
that's I would have been sketched out also.
Yeah.
That's how she painted the picture was he went totally pale and just his face just completely fell to me. That is a negative reaction.
Well, do you think it's a negative reaction about him and not about her? Like, oh man, I screwed up. I put the wrong note on the wrong car. So it wasn't like about her and her appearance and like, oh God, who is this woman? And now I'm stuck having a date with her rather than, oh, I am such a dingbat. I can't believe I put the wrong note on the wrong car.
It could have been that. Like, I messed up, but I'm not mad that I did.
Right.
Because you would see that on his face. Like, if I invite Owen Wilson out to lunch and then Luke Wilson shows up, I'm not going, ow. I'm going, oh, it's Luke Wilson.
Samantha, I'd give him another shot. I'd go out with him again, and I wouldn't get too far in your head about it, but yeah. But Abby says, don't do it.
Oh, I know. I'm torn, but
look,
I mean,
did
I guess
you have a good time? Samantha, is he cute?
Yeah.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he clearly was. And I guess he didn't have to continue the conversation. He could have been like, oh, or hospital calls or something, right? You know, but I don't know.
Look, Samantha, I'm calling BS. You're only lying to yourself here. You got a good-looking guy who is a surgeon, who you had chemistry with, and you're asking yourself, should I go out with him again? Yeah, you can have this internal debate, but at the end of the day, you're going to say, let's go have coffee again.
Tell us about the second date, why don't you?
You ain't, the offenses weren't so huge, at least in my mind, the offenses weren't so huge that you should blow them off, but Abby says you're probably wasting your time.
Yeah, he seemed a little disappointed that he got the wrong woman to murder.
Samantha, let us know if you go out with this guy again, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
The Bert Show.